The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Bless her heart. Lindsay just asked Riggins if he had seen The Ozarks with Jason Bateman.
Oh, it's just called Ozark, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one did not grab me.
I just realized that when I...
What, the show?
The what?
Yeah, I watched a full season and I was like, I don't care about these people. And I just bailed on it.
Oh, really?
I thought you said you watched one episode. You watched the whole season?
I watched the first season.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I know. Most people liked it.
Most people did, yeah. I liked it.
I guess at the end it kind of felt... Did you feel like that, TJ? By the end of it, I was kind of over...
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't as solid on the last episode as I thought it was going to be, or the last storyline. But it did make me want to go work for the cartel.
Same.
it seems like it was such an enjoyable. They make work fun for you, and you know, such nice employers.
You make good money?
Yeah. I mean, everything I've seen about that cartel out of Mexico makes it seem like that would be a pretty good gig. You know, just even on the show Landman, they had a little peek into the cartel world.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They get to blow up stuff, which seems fun.
Yeah. Set people on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Put hoods over their heads and beat them. Who's never wanted to do that?
Well, I, for one, have.
Don't send this to the cartel if you don't mind.
Right. Yeah. Just joshing.
Oh, you're kidding? Oh. Same.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was it was brutal. There was a lot of brutality in that.
Yeah.
In an Ozark show on the Ozarks.
Yeah. Now that I've got Paramount Plus and Max, I've got so many opportunities to watch all these great shows, but it's really got to grab me. I will bail on a show halfway through the series.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Landman is great. That's you just need to start that. Yeah.
I don't think he'll like it.
Oh, you don't?
No. Because all of those types of shows that I like, he doesn't. He says they can't grab him. Like when Yellowstone was good, he wouldn't watch that because the that opening scene where the horse dies or whatever, he couldn't watch it after that.
I'm with you on that.
Mayor of Kingstown, he thought that was not his thing.
That was another one. I watched every episode of the first season except for the last episode. I was like, I don't care if everybody dies in this. Like, I just didn't care about any of them. I was like, kill them all. So yeah,
I've never met anyone that watches a full season, but does not watch the last episode.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's wild.
So I'm just saying, and Mayor of Kingstown is one of my all-time favorite shows. So I deduce from that Riggins and I don't like the same type of shows.
Right.
So
Riggins, are you into deep fantasy?
Am I into deep fantasy? No, I don't. I'd have to see an example of it. I don't know what it is, but when I give me one that's a deep fantasy.
Harry Potter?
No, I don't like
Game of Thrones.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like Game of Thrones. Yes, I do.
Now, do you like that, Lindsay, Game of Thrones? Stuff like that?
No.
About dragons and kingdoms and all that?
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
I haven't tried, but I'm not willing to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and most people, I mean, the ratings for those shows are huge. But
right.
You'd have to probably nail my privates to a stump and put a TV in front of me to make me watch that.
Yeah, same.
But I always recognize I'm on the I'm on the outliers of that because so many people like that.
Well,
there's another one, Game of Thrones, and then there's another one. I like the Game of Thrones.
Lord of the Rings has a show too.
Yeah.
Well, Game of Thrones has like a prequel or sequel or what is it?
Mm-hmm. It's a prequel.
Dragons of the Galaxy. Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You got it. You nailed it.
I'm trying to think about Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I started
for a couple
that.
Seasons.
Yeah. Not my thing.
What?
I started it because I thought the guy was kind of cute. but nah.
Which one?
The older guy. He might be the main character.
Yeah, the main guy.
Am I Walking Dead?
Yeah, I thought he was kind of cute. I was like, let's give this a try. And actually, you know who else I think is cute on there? The bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes, he's married to the girl from One Tree Hill.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good looking man.
So I just thought they were cute. I was like, let's give this a try. Kyle was watching it. I was like, let's do this. First zombie walks out. I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Kyle watches all that stuff.
He watched Walking Dead, I think. Mm. Yeah, he's not into.
Man of taste.
Well, he's not really into stuff like that, but more so than me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, people like what they like. Some people like, you know, that kind of thing, and then some people like good shows.
Mm-hmm. His favorite show is Mayor of Kingstown, but I
good.
Haven't started.
At least
that.
I know he got a pair of balls on him.
Yeah. he wants me to. He just always says, I'm not sure if I like it, but
yeah, it's violent. It's really violent. You know, it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I love that. And I've been watching this old show called White Collar. It was a network TV show. Your girl Tiffany Thiessen is on it, Riggins. She's one of the stars of it. Yeah.
Love her. How's she look?
I love her.
She's always pretty.
Yeah.
This was around 20, probably about 2012, 2013, something like that.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's one of those where her weight can fluctuate and she can pretty much do whatever to her hair and she's still beautiful.
Yeah. And in this show, it had fluctuated a little bit.
Sure.
Up.
Yeah. Okay.
She looks,
well, as you get older.
But she's still beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She's got a perfect face.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's one of Riggins' top celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Hot chicks, Lindsay.
The way you just said, oh, yeah, just gave me the chill. Oh, yeah.
And people like to put the girl from Boy Meets World in that category all the time. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, she was cute when I was a little
Topanga?
Kid. Topanga, yeah. Compared to Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I mean, it's like crazy to me.
Nah. She's great.
I guess she's pretty, no doubt about it. But I'm just saying, compared to Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and I mean Saved by the Bell, Baywatch. I think she was on Baywatch for a couple seasons.
Mm.
She was super smoking hot.
You know who I else thought was hot on the Saved by the Bell? Is that Lark Voorhees?
Lark was
that her name? Voorhees.
Yeah, Voorhees. Mm-hmm. I think.
Is she someone that doesn't, I don't know, she didn't age well because wasn't she like on drugs or something?
Crazy? She had a lot of issues, yeah.
Something going on.
Like
maybe some sort of I don't know if it was drugs or if it was a mental kind of situation or both. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well,
because she had some episode where she was out in the street talking or something. I don't know.
And her lipstick was all over her face.
Yeah.
And...
Mm-hmm. She's still pretty.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Crazy can be pretty.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you'd be pretty crazy.
And who was the other one? Who was Jesse? What's her name? Because she was in Showgirl later on. What's her name?
And she was also on CSI Miami as a recurring character, and she looked great in that.
Yeah, she made a comeback. Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
What's her name?
But I never watched
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes. Thank you.
I never watched Saved by the Bell. I was too old by the time that came along.
Oh, really?
To enjoy it, yeah. But I knew all the characters. And
that was a great show.
There, yeah.
I liked the college years.
Yeah. The college years were pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And then they started showing the early episodes that you never saw on television before, and it was like under a different name, but it was a lot of the same characters. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Saved by the Bell is iconic.
And what's her name? From King of Queens. She was on it.
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tori Spelling was on some episodes too. Early years.
Was she?
Yeah. She was Screech's girlfriend.
Oh, no way. I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, R.I.P. Screech.
Mm-hmm. He died?
I believe so.
Oh. Yeah.
Dustin Diamond.
Bless.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Neil's son.
That's right. A lot of people don't know that.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
This is going to sound sick that I would even come up with this as a hypothetical. But would there ever be a case, Riggins, where you were close enough with another guy to where y'all could go in halvesies on a sex doll?
No, I don't think so. I can't imagine a scenario where I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
For clean purpose, cleanliness.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah. Strictly that.
Mm-hmm.
No morals about it. Just strictly the cleanliness.
Yeah. I mean, you got to take that. You've already got the sex doll. That's established. Would you mind sharing it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really about the hygienic quality of it.
Okay. The reason I ask is because on one of the episodes of this show, it's called Louder Milk. And it's hilarious. It's on Netflix now. I'm on my second time watching it.
Ooh.
Because I watched it once and then tried to tell, before I started watching, I tried to tell Jody that she would like it. And, you know, so she didn't want to watch it. Well, then we were watching TV one night and it popped up on Netflix, just started playing the trailer of it. And I said, this is that show I told you you would like. And then she was laughing at the trailer. Next thing you know, now it's a show that we're watching with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael on Thursday nights.
Mm.
So anyway, in this episode, Sasso. He's house sitting for one of the other members of this Alcoholics Anonymous group. And the old man's house is where it is a pervert. And they all know he's a pervert from the sessions that they have together, all their meetings. And he has one of these real dolls that Will Sasso's character finds. And Will Sasso's character spends the entire time he's there house sitting, making the relations with the other guy's doll.
Ugh. Oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past Will Sasso. He seems like the type to do that. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Is it a full doll? Like the real doll? Mm, like with the hair and the face and everything?
The expensive one, the real doll.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And I mean, it's hilarious, the whole thing. But the concept of it, it's like, what in the world? And then he even claimed in the episode he needed Louder Milk to come take over the house sitting thing for him because he was addicted to the doll and he wouldn't be able to leave the doll alone unless, you know, he got out of there.
Yikes. He was an addict.
Mm-hmm.
A sex addict.
But yeah, let's just say that were going on in your life. And getting one of those things is puts you at a certain point, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if you share it with your friend, let's say it's your roommate.
Yeah.
Which one is worse, the person sharing or the person that's enjoying the sharing? Or are they the same?
They might be the same. I don't know that I look at them any differently. They're both nasty.
Because, you know, women don't share their things, do they?
I don't think so. You can't return a used sex toy at the store.
I know, but just saying that you say, girl, I got this new thing, and if you want to try it out before you order one. I mean, they don't do that.
No.
Listen, you know, I'm a sharer of all things, food, drink, whatever. That is something that is a no-go.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly.
You're not able to even carry the one you have to your friend's house.
Not without renting something to haul it in.
Gross.
But didn't Oprah and Gail, when they first met, they tell a story about Oprah needing panties, yeah, and Gail gave her some. Did Gail take her panties off and give them to Oprah? Is that the way that story went?
I don't remember.
And then they become best friends. They became best friends after
something
that.
Something about Gail giving her panties.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Was it Spanx, you said?
No, it was panties, because this was back before they had Spanx.
It was in the 80s or something.
Yeah, they worked in Baltimore together or something on a TV station. And I pictured it with Gail pulling her panties off and handing them to Oprah, and Oprah putting them on.
Ew.
I picture Gail taking off her panties every day.
You take off panty.
Yeah, something about that.
But that's pretty much non-existent too among women, no matter how close they are and all that. Women don't just share panties.
No. We're going commando if I forgot them for any reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't need to borrow anybody's.
I heard a guy talking about the hardest part about being a parent. And he was like, when he had two daughters, he goes, when all the women in your house start wearing thongs.
Yeah.
Like where they get to the age where they're buying. He's like, that was soul crushing.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. I was like, oh, that probably is hard to deal with as a dad with girls. One of the many reasons why it's challenging, I guess.
One, especially if the mom still does the laundry, or the dad, you know, whatever, whoever does the laundry, it's awkward. I mean, yeah. I don't know if that age you still do it. My mom did my laundry, but.
Yeah.
I think you put all the thongs in the wife's pile like it's all hers. And she goes, well, some of these are not mine.
Yeah. You just want to die.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because when they invented thongs in the 80s, it was strictly a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no, oh, yeah, we just wear it because you don't want to show panty lines. Well, you're wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You wore whitey tighties until college or after college? You were an adult, right?
Yeah. I wore briefs until they invented boxer briefs, because we didn't have that much to choose from.
That's just crazy.
We had briefs. We had bikini, which were those that were, they had color, they were bright colors or whatever, but they were bikini cut for men.
So even smaller than briefs.
Yeah, smaller than briefs. And then we had old loose boxers.
Yeah.
That like I couldn't wear, yeah.
How do you fit them under your jeans?
That's what I'm going to say. You have to realize that the jeans then were tighter than they are now. So to try to get bulky boxers tucked down into tight jeans, it was just, you know, almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's like you're putting a ski suit on with something under it. That's so annoying. Ugh.
Yeah. So it wasn't until they invented boxer briefs that I, you know, was wearing anything but briefs.
Yeah. Briefs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
It is.
Ugh. Say, hey, man, I looked hot in them.
That's what I'm thinking. It's so difficult to look attractive in a pair of white briefs.
Well, you got to picture the mullet, the briefs, the whole thing, the tan.
Helping.
Yeah.
Not helping.
But I think they did make, they made them in different colors. They got to where they made them in gray and black.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Man.
So yeah, they weren't always white, but it's what everybody wore.
Yeah, and I know you didn't know
anything. Didn't have anything else.
Sure.
Man. Do you think Kyle has thrown out a pair of underwear that he pooped in? Like as since you've been married to hide it from you?
I don't want to think. Is that a thing? Do y'all poop your pants?
Not regularly, but I know that's what I would do if it happened. So my wife wouldn't, and if she was doing the laundry, I would throw them out. I'm just curious if you thought he might have.
Certainly he would. I mean, if he did that, I don't, is it Is it common? I don't know.
No, I don't know that it is. I'm just curious. I was just thinking about underwear.
Yeah. Do you stain them at all? Like, I don't know, but I've never seen it. So he probably throws it out if that happens.
Yeah. I mean, that I've had to throw the sheets out for that reason before Jody noticed.
You do what you got to do.
Were you sick?
No. I'm kidding. Like she wouldn't notice if the sheets were not on the bed. Where do the sheets go?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I threw them away.
It's for the best.
Yeah, trust me.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.